Today's reading is Mark 7, 31 to 37. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one, but the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Have you ever experienced a conversation where you were talking but somebody could not hear you? Or when they were talking but you could not hear them? I'm positive that all of us have experienced this many times in the past couple years due to the numerous Zoom calls we've all been in. We've all expressed really deep insights to others, only to realize we haven't unmuted ourselves. And we've all experienced the flip side as well, having to tell somebody, "Hey, you know, we can't hear you, you're on mute." In casual meetings, it can be pretty funny, but in more serious meetings, we can actually feel a bit frustrated at not being able to communicate as clearly as possible. Now imagine multiplying these small moments of not being able to hear somebody and not being able to be heard to months and years, this being a constant thing. It would be extremely tough, right? You probably see where I'm going with this. Such was the experience of this unnamed man in this passage in Mark. He was both deaf and he had a speech impediment. From verse 31, Jesus was in the region of the Decapolis, which was still, which means he was still in a mostly Gentile place. When people brought this deaf and essentially mute man to him, begging him to heal this man. And Jesus heals him in a very unique way. I'll just reread verses 33 to 35 for us. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," which, that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, and his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. By putting his fingers in the man's ears and touching the man's tongue with his spit, Jesus touched what was not working properly for the man, his ears and his tongue. This was another example of Jesus fully identifying with man, being right there with man as close as possible. In this case, he did not just say the word from afar, which we learned yesterday works as well because of his authority, but here he is literally laying his hands on the man in this very unique and personal way. And I think when Jesus sighs, it's because he has so much compassion for this man. He sees and feels and understands the man's struggles. I think this is similar to when Jesus weeps for Lazarus, elsewhere in the Bible, before he raises him up. He is sad that man experiences this brokenness on earth. So he says the Greek word for "be opened," and indeed, the man's ears are opened and his tongue is loosed to speak clearly. Today, I want to keep this devotion very short and simple. Let's know that Jesus is our compassionate healer. This means he is a physical healer, as we see here. It's what the crowd marvels at, that Jesus does the impossible of making the deaf hear and the mute speak. And not only does he heal, but he does so out of compassion for us. Again, he cares so deeply for this one man in this Gentile region of Decapolis He sighed at his condition, and he healed him. If we are in need of physical healing, or know a friend in need of physical healing, let's remember we can simply turn to Jesus, who has the power to heal and who cares for us. But not only is he a physical healer with compassion, he is the ultimate healer in all areas. For people who were spiritually deaf and mute, including all of us at some point, since we could not hear his voice or talk to him out of our own merit, Jesus came to heal us. Jesus came to bring healing and reconciliation to himself by taking on the cross for us. All the frustration from our inability to communicate with God can now be replaced with a joy from a close relationship with him instead. So whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual, or any other area, let's turn to Jesus. Let's turn to our compassionate healer. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for who you are. Thank you that you have compassion for us, that you care for our struggles, our physical struggles, our physical sickness, and any physical just things that we're dealing with. God, you care for that, and you care for our emotional struggles, our mental struggles, and Lord, you care for us so deeply and personally. And God, you are our healer. So Lord, I pray that we would continually come to you, not just one time for spiritual healing, but continually, knowing that we have this relationship with you and you want us to experience the fullness of a close relationship with you. We praise you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.